of the salamander and the duck, the elves in ourselves. Disclaimer, this work of unchecked fancy is loosely inspired by Daniel Dennett's ideas and consciousness. But as Descartes observed, even an infinitely powerful evil demon couldn't trick him into thinking he himself existed if he didn't exist. Cogito ergo sum, I think, therefore I am. Daniel Dennett. I wrote 432 poems now, and I have no idea how. It is never something that I want to write about, like funny cats, new song and art ideas, or my workout. And even though I start my poem by concentrating, it is as if I always end up waiting. And what is this thing that I seem to end up waiting for? As I sit and sit, staring at the boring floor. Does the idea drive a little car? And does it make a little pit stop by some little bar? Because in my opinion, the idea is always late. Why can't it just accelerate? And what happens when my little poems just keep on going? Is it a little boat that is always rowing? Or is it a wind that can't stop blowing? Not to say that I'm long-winded, surely. Plus, I always try to write very much early. But I admit, a 20-minute narration is a little heavy on the duration. Worse than that, the whole audiobook is now measured in days, a fact that I really try to overlook. After almost 500 days, the ideas seem to move along their own roads and waterways. As you can imagine, it gets rough when you get stuck. It is a little bit like chasing a duck. I always thought poems were simple things, but that is not true, as they have their own wings. Even if it is a long and scientific text, you never know where you are going to end up next. I guess it is just one of those things that meander, like some twitchy golden salamander. As all of a sudden you go from commander to a mere bystander, standing in a corner, holding a pen in one hand and the other a piece of paper on which you doodled all the way to the end. The words at the bottom are all squished. No, you couldn't avoid scribbling them no matter how much you wished, and then no matter how hard you try to squint, you can't read your own print. The poem seems to end with the word Jabberwock, underlined twice, as if it was the punchline, but it doesn't rhyme. And by now, you forgot your final stanza. It's all gibberish and all kinds of extravaganza. The idea drove away. The rhymes floated down the stream. The duck ate the salamander. Turns out they weren't even a team. But before you know it, I finish poem number 433, which has yet again written itself as if I were some helpless manatee. And I still don't know how poems can just write themselves. Though this one, for a change, at least reads as if it was written by elves.